attracting more and more fish every day.
Yeah, we better be heading home.
Hom, we just got here.
I told Dad we'd be home before he left for his meeting.
Just one more dive. Me and Flipper, we're herding the fish into the new homes.
Oh, now you're a fish wrangler, huh? Wild Bud Rickson's trusty seahorse.
Well, how are fish with a brain the size of a pea supposed to know those cars were dumped down there for them?
Don't worry. When a big fish comes along, they'll figure it out. It's called survival of the fastest. Let's go.
Just one more dive. We're helping Dad's fish farm. Just one more. Last one, I promise.
But why is it Dad and I can't get you out of the bay? We can't get you under a shower at home.
Why should a kid take a shower? He's got the whole ocean for a bathtub.
In the windshield. None of them have windshields.
That one does. Ask Flipper. They're real bullet holes.
Ah, you two always stick together. What would a car with bullet holes in it be doing down here?
I don't know, but I gotta tell Dad quick.
Yeah, I gotta tell Dad too. That you and Flipper have flipped.
Sandy, did you see the bullet holes?
Dad, I didn't even see the car. Bud took off like a homing mud hen. I was gonna check it out, but you always told us not to swim alone.
Good boy. Well, see you both later.
You mean you don't believe me? Your own son. You think I'm some kind of a liar.
No, Bud, it isn't that we don't believe you. We don't always believe your vivid imagination.
What imagination? I've got a bad imagination, but I'm very good at telling the truth.
You're both forgetting that I supervise the dumping of those old cars, and all the glass was taken out.
So some gangster dumped this one after you dumped yours. Honest engine, Dad, there are bullet holes in the windshield.
But why don't you take off your flippers? You're on dry ground now.
I haven't got time. That car should be checked out and reported. It's our duty as American citizens.
All right. This American citizen will look into it tomorrow. And if it is a red-hot car, it's a job for me, the Coast Guard, and the police. Sandy? Sandy, what's with you?
I was just thinking. We've both grown up a lot. Maybe we should help you out more with the park, especially me.
Well, fine. Like how?
Well, maybe I should take the skiff out and do a preliminary check for you. Save you some time.
Yeah, Keen, then I could go along too.
Hold it. Now, neither of you has grown so much that you don't fit on my knee. Or over it. So no taking the skiff out and no diving down to those old cars. That's my orders to the troops. Get it?
Got it.
Sandy?
Dig. No dive.
Bright boys. Well, I'll see you both before dinner. Goodbye. I'm late.
You think he means it?
What do you think?
He means it. Don't do this. Don't do that. After going all the way through school, the only word parents know how to use is don't. What a bad word.
What year car would you say it was, bud?
Oh, I don't know.
And how many bullet holes were there?
Oh, I don't know. How many? I don't know. Just a bunch of bullet holes.
Boy, a fine detective you'd make.
So who wants to be a detective? The Coast Guard and the police would only take over. I discover the car, and they get all the glory. So why should I help them out? Hey, a detective! Sandy, how would a detective go about getting information on a hot car?
You tell me. You're the guy who's about to be one.
All day, up and down the bay, asking questions. And what do we get? Nothing. Nothing but nothing.
We really should have come to you first, Johnny, since you helped my dad dump those cars with your barge.
Yeah, maybe you can help us and Dad, too, to track down the criminal or criminals.
Well, what makes you think there's a crime involved? Which one of you is Watson and which one of you is Holmes?
Well, Bud says this car with the bullet holes in it is newer than the others and that it still has all the glass in it. So it just about must have been dumped by somebody else after you and Dad put the others there.
That makes sense. What makes you think there's a gangster's car down there? You got a pretty good imagination, Bud. I remember one time you saw a flying saucer at night, and it ended up being the lights of a Ferris wheel.
Yeah, but that was a whole year ago when I was a little kid. But these are real bullet holes.
So who else do you think would look for the right spot to dump a car?
Well, you know, the area is pretty well marked with that buoy. Most of the boats and fishermen know what's down below. Could be almost anyone.
Yeah, but will you do us a favor? If you see any suspicious-looking characters around, let us know.
I promise. Well, if that is a hot car down there, I'd say don't go near it.
That's what my dad said. Don't.
Your dad gave you pretty good advice.
Dad says he'll look into it in the morning. These peanuts are making me hungry. Let's go home and get something to eat.
Yeah, might as well.
Thanks a lot, Johnny.
I'll see you. And now, don't go nosing around that car here.
Don't. I don't know why kids want to grow up. All they do when they get big is say don't to little guys.
Tough break, Johnny. I try to throw a little money your way, and this has to happen.
Yeah. First time I ever stepped over the line.
Don't let it bug you. Besides, barge is paid for now, isn't it?
Well, now, look, if you want your money back, it'll take a little time, but I can do it.
Look, Johnny, you're my pal. You've been my hero ever since high school. The great athlete.
Oh, knock it off, will you? This is trouble.
And it isn't my money. I just spend it for them on special projects which they want done right, once and for all.
I know.
Because, Johnny, pal, if that car is recovered, a lot of important people are going to be embarrassed. Asked questions, like about murder. You knew that when you dumped it for me.
Yeah.
Well, what are we going to do about that car down there before that warden starts nosing around?
Well, I can't just haul it up out of the water. The only thing to do is to go down there with the time charge and blow it up.
Well, let's get it done. And Johnny, let's make it a big one.
Here, Flipper, but no swimming until a half hour after you've eaten.
Let's face it, no matter how you look at it, Dad told both of us not to dive down and check that car.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess we better just go for a dull old swim.
Maybe look for some conch shells.
Yeah. What's the best place to look?
Let's see. It used to be out in the bay. Pretty close to where that marker buoy is.
Let's go.
When does it say boom?
15 minutes. You better make a few circles so no one will suspect anything. Pick me up in 5.
I'll pick you up in 4 and a half, if you don't mind.
Kids down there.
Kids! Did you plant it?
Well, it's down there somewhere.
Come on, let's get out of here. We gotta go back. I'd get blown up, are you nuts?
In your mouth. Flipper, where are the boys? Where are the boys, Flipper? Where are they? Where are the boys?
Hi, Dad.
Hi, Dad.
Hi. The meeting will now come to order.
What meeting?
The meeting you're in. Now, what were you guys doing diving down in that car when I told you not to go near it?
Dad, would you believe me if I told you we were diving for conch shells?
No, I wouldn't. And apparently you didn't believe me when I told you that neither of you were too big to put over my knee. Now, who's first?
You're alive! Yeah, boys, they're still alive!
He stopped our car. Gave himself up, Poe. Said we should come down here and see if we could help.
The other guy tried to get away. We had to put a few bullet holes in his car. And one in him. He'll live.
Hey, Dad, can we go down and see the car? Some bullet holes in it. Okay.
Gosh, Johnny. It's hard to realize you had anything to do with dumping that car down there. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, I know. You want to know why I shoved into that car? This may sound crazy, but I did it because I didn't want you to see me do something wrong. I'm sorry. And I'm glad.
Johnny, can we do anything for you?
Yeah, you can do something. Next time, you take your dad's advice. There's an awful lot of bad advice kicking around. Like how to make a quick 500 bucks. When you get a little older, you might run into temptation like that.
We sort of ran into temptation already.
See you later, Paul.
Yeah?
I'm sorry, Dad.
Yeah, I'll take my licking first.
Stay in line, little brother. Let's get it over with, Dad.
I think you both just grew up a little. Maybe you are too big to take over my knee. Oh, I forgot, Flipper. I'm sorry. I give you full credit.
Everyone loves the king of the sea. Ever so kind and gentle is he. Tricks he will do. Smarter than he, and we know Flipper lives in a world full of wonder, lying there under the sea.